is like being aroused by it, meaning like being open to it, being persuaded by it, being enhanced by it, being enticed by it. So they want us to understand that there's power to be had, there's light to be claimed, there's awareness to be felt, there's frequency to be experienced. And so we're the ones that have the choice making, we're the ones that have the say so, we're the ones that have the higher establishment to be heard, to be honored, to be established, to be decided upon, to be advanced. So when I receive it, it's like an avalanche of loveliness making its beckoning, making its quickening, making its perception possible. But here's what they want us to understand. We still have free will if we want to engage. It's almost like someone looking your way, you know, and you kind of know they're catching your eye. Do you want to do the same? Do you want to acknowledge it? Do you want to be standoffish? Do you want to turn around? Do you want to walk out of the room? So we're the ones that are here to stay. We're the ones that are establishing grace. We're the ones that are establishing the new earth. We're the ones that are saying yes to our highest attainment, our highest notation, our highest frequency, our highest establishment, our highest reign. So when we say reign, it's like, how would I say it? It's like welcome to the ball, welcome to Love's Association, welcome to your new establishment. So this new establishment is like a quantum achievement. In other words, it's like galaxies are flying by, frequencies are flying by. It's this huge step in our evolutionary process that we are now establishing. So we want to understand that. We are in process. We are fully engaged. We are united. And the reuniting is with their sacred heart. So allow like the chimes to be awakened. Allow the circumstance of advancement to be understood, to be promoted, to be welcomed, to be felt, to be registered, to be like reigned forevermore. So that heart energy is extremely powerful and it's engaging to the point where as you open up to your heart's chamber or heart's witnessing, remembering that the mind is not the truth of self. It's our heart. It's, you know, God is in our heart, our God self, our God flame. And so as we open up to that quickening at last, they're saying it's sort of like you're not to remember your name. What they mean by that is the name we were given is not our true name, is not our true self, is not our true entitlement. So when we forget your name, it's not just like our surname or the name we were given. It's almost like the place we were standing. So the place we were standing is all the problems, all the mind, regurgitation. So when we move into that heart excitement, it's like you don't even remember where you were. And it doesn't even matter because you're aligning with your wisdom. You're aligning with your new accessory. You're aligning with your new or really true purpose of engagement. So each of us have like a bell ringing, a song being sung, a highest advantage being asserted. So being asserted is like you're reading from something and someone hands you like a new bulletin, like here, read this. So being asserted is we're feeling love's advantage. We're feeling that higher witnessing. where all the old memory, all the old words, all the old, should I do this, should I do that? It's kind of what that is. It's like, okay, I've thought about this, I've calculated it, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna go to left. And then when you open up to your heart, it's just signaling you to go right. And it's like all of the thoughts, all of the preparation, just don't even matter. Because when we grow in love's access, we're given free permission to start anew. And to start anew is like that quantum leap of faith where we're moving where we always belong. So it's like we're serving our true self, we're serving our true name, we're serving our true witness, we're serving our true light. And so that light has many springboards. And when I say light, I'm basically looking at, like, how would I call this? Almost like a tantric couple and Kundalini energy. And it's just this merging and the Shakti energy of love's true happening. So this is sort of like where we're going out of mind. We're going out of our past. We're going out of the limitations. We're going out of lack into love's association at last. So love's association is literally knocking on our door. Won't we let it in? And so what we're learning to do is to spring forward. What we're learning to do is to stay way ahead. What we're learning to do is to leap off the page. So when they say leap off the page, it's like this energetic advancement, a triumph, new establishment. And so when we're receiving these energies, it just sort of like makes you feel alive for the first time. It's the only way I can explain it. Because you're alive in a new circumstance. You're alive in a new forceful, how would I say that, like offering, alignment, achievement. So it's our DNA that's being like, oh, how would I say that? Like sprinkled upon. And what I mean by that is like activated. And it's like this energetic excitement, this energetic follow through, this energetic, just this overhaul. But the overhaul is extremely significant because we're no longer who we were yesterday. We're literally no longer who we were 10 minutes ago. So that's what our minds can't fathom. That's like the problem that the linear mind will never solve. So we're not trying to solve it from yesterday's news. We're literally birthing ourselves again and allowing that new delight, that new presence to take hold and to be committed to. So the being committed to is, that's our free will. That's our determining right. We're the ones that say yay or nay. We're the ones that say yes. Higher self, I am presence, God, whatever our words. It's like, I'm ready. I'm willing. I am that I am. I am in my I am presence. I am serving my light. I am serving my highest awareness. I am serving my highest placement. And so when we allow that like burst of inner sunshine, when we allow that truth of love's establishment to be well known, to be well ingested, it's sort of like, how do I say, like we never go back. Where were we? It doesn't matter because we've arrived anew. So allow your gifts to be cherished, meaning like allow everything in your life to now come alive, meaning it's coming into this new frequency. We have many parallel realities. And so when we take that leap abroad, we move into new advantage. We move into new orchestration. We move into new sacred keeping. So again, remember, as our heart is like, the only way I can describe it is like bursting open. Bursting open. And remember, this love, it's not love for another singular person. It's not, I love you, but I don't love you. I love this, but I don't love that. It's the love of our true being. It's the love of our true nature. So the vibrational alignment it just leaps off the page is how I want to keep saying that, because it makes everything else irrelevant. Like, we're no longer in duality. This is the unity consciousness where everything is love. Everything is one with our true readiness. So it's all about our readiness. It's like you're trusting your higher self. You're trusting your I am presence. You're trusting your divine self. You're trusting spirit. That's what the leap of faith is, because that's what the going abroad is. It's like you're going off script. You're going off what the linear mind had figured out, because it's doing one better. It's going beyond what you could possibly fathom or imagine. So this is where they keep saying the same thing, like jumping off the page. The reason they keep saying that is like we can no longer follow the past formula, the past way of doing things. Let me fret and worry and angst my way to my decision or to my next appointment or whatever it is. And so when we serve love, we become radiant. And out of that radiance, all is known. All is gifted. Things that we wouldn't begin to know how to manifest, create, orchestrate, come by with ease, because we're traveling with our whole excitement, meaning the aspect of us, ourself, where we're all one, where there is no separation, there is no lack, where there are miracles, mercy, deliverance. Again, we are the ones activating this. We are the ones consenting to this very aspect of our true self. So it's not some power outside of us that it's like, oh, pretty please. We're recognizing ourselves to be that power, to be an extension of that light, to be a ray of God, of the divine, of source. So allow, like they're saying, the dust to settle, meaning like feel comfortable in your new love's association, in your new love's harmony, in your new love's transformative good pleasure. Love's, I can't even repeat that, transformative good pleasure. They wanted us to emphasize that, good pleasure. Solving from our highest awareness beyond what the mind can see or understand. Allowing truth to be heard by ourselves. Restoring ourselves to brilliance, full mastery, and allowing that light to stir the many. Because as we consent and say yes, we offer that sunshine, we offer that wholeness, we offer that blaze for all to be excited, for all to witness, for all to carry. Let it be so. Let all things now be possible. And so it is. Thank you, thank you.